You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is the next part, part three of this message now. This sermon, God Gives the Increase, as Paul teaches it. He said to the church at Corinth that Apollos planted. Maybe it's someone different in your life. Maybe your mother planted, or your father. Maybe your Sunday school teacher. And then Paul said he watered. And that's what I do, too, at the church. And that's what I do right here with you and on this radio program. Water what someone else planted. And the last person in the equation is Almighty God. He gives the increase. So how are you doing with that? How do you know if you're increased? Well, do you look more like Jesus now than when you did, say, 2 years ago at this time? Do you look more like Jesus now than you did on the 9th of September? This is the first time this is planned. In 2018. And if not, then something's happened along the way. This is where we're going to get to at the end of this message. If you haven't been increased, then maybe you're not going to church. Or maybe you're going to the wrong church. A church that doesn't preach and teach the Word of God is the wrong church. You're not going to get watered through that. Why? Because the Word of God is living and powerful and sharp. Matter of fact, sharper than any two-edged sword. That's how that works. This is the next part of this message. If you'd like a copy of it, you can write to me, Paul, WMIEFM.com. I'd love to hear from you. That's my address. If you enjoy this program, why don't you drop me an email, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Here's the next part of this message.
Now, brethren, I could not speak to you as the spiritual people, but as the carnal, as to babes. What does it say? In Christ. I hear people say all the time that carnal Christians are not Christians. When really you ought to just be quiet and pray that someday Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so will be a spiritual giant like you. Paul says a carnal believer is a babe in Christ. They are Christians. Just because they're not in a stratosphere with you doesn't mean they're not saved. They're in Christ. They are in Christ, like you are here in Ephesians chapter 1, in Christ. Verse 2, I fed you with milk and not solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you're still not able, for you are still carnal. And now right here is how you tell if someone is a carnal Christian or not. He goes on, for where there's envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? So those three things, envy, if you're the kind of person or you notice people in your church or around you or in your home that cause envy or strife or division, these are things that baby Christians argue over. Envy is jealousy. Strife is contention or constant wrangling. division is dividing people. Ever meet anybody like these people here? Isn't it funny how the new believers just, they just want to know God better and soak up. And it's all those that have walked with him for years are the ones that do all the trouble. Isn't that funny? How ironic is that? That it's all the experienced, nose up in the air, are all the carnal Christians. The babes are the ones that are on fire and will walk out of the boat and follow Jesus. Just like your child used to, baby, way back when your swimming pool, remember? And you'd say, jump! And that little baby would jump. Because he had such great faith and trust in you that you would catch them. And those that walk with Christ for 87 years argue about the color of the carpet. And quit and leave. Au contraire, you are the carnal Christian. Envy. Strife. Division. Verse 4, for when one says, now here's was theirs, I am of Paul. Another, I am of Apollos. Can you see that now? I am of Apollos. You know, he baptized them. So, oh, I'm better than you. Well, Apollos baptized me, so na-na-na-na-na-na. Right? And this one over here, well, Paul baptized me. And this one over here, well, Sosthenes baptized me. And now you got all these people fighting about who baptized them. One says, I am of Paul. Another says, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? So those who possess the mind of Christ do not go around dividing the church of Jesus Christ. So a carnal Christian is a baby who is on milk and not solid food, meaning in their understanding of this book. Now, here at this church, I happen to offer steak to everyone here. I mean, there might be some milk kicking around somewhere. It's probably green, but it's probably around. We could muster some up. But around here, the offering on the table here is porterhouse steak. Now, my job is to make it easy to understand. You shouldn't be penalized if you're a new believer. Shouldn't be penalized if you've walked with the Lord for years. But we look, and I try to offer porterhouse steak here to get your, chomp your teeth down into the deep truths of the Word of God. And I know all of you enjoy that. I hope so. No, I know that you do. Seriously. All right, let's keep going here. Verse 4. When one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, or who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believe. You believed, as the Lord gave to each one. All right, now here's how it's worked then. And here's how it works even now to this day. Verse 6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor is he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Now, and so it is with many of you. Somebody else in your life, maybe your mother, or your father, or your Sunday school teacher. They planted. Then you come here, and I do the watering. You know, I love watering. I need to have a bucket here. I hope this is your favorite watering hole. I water you all with the Word of God each and every week, because my mission is to turn every one of you into spiritual giants. That's why Pastor Paul Esposito's here.
to flood you all
and turn you into spiritual giants. Just like it says in Colossians, people say, well, what's your vision for Island Community Church? Read it in the Bible. And that is to present every man blameless before Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here. You. I'm here to present you blameless, to take Jesus on the one hand and you on the other and say, here you go, and back off and go away. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. God bless anyone else for what their mission is. That's not my concern. My concern is my own. My concern is you. You are my concern. But don't come to church and you don't get watered. But you stay the same. And there's no spigot on your television set, by the way. You don't come to church, you don't get watered. Sorry, it is what it is. You can have a legitimate reason. That's between you and God. I'm just telling you the spiritual fact. That is, you don't come to church where God speaks, there is no increase. Because you don't get watered. If you don't get watered, there's no increase. And you're the same person that you were. Who wants to stay the same person that you are? I invited a pastor to do a Bible study once. He said to me, no, thank you. I've studied that book already. Everyone has to have water. Because there's an osmosis that takes place. Someone's planted in your life. You receive Christ as your Lord. You became a Christian. And now, pray tell, I've got a hold of you. Now you're in, God, you're in my house. Forgive me, Lord. My name's outside the door. Now I've got you for 1 hour out of 168. And I'm going to water the tarnation out of all of you. Water, 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 water. There is one Lord, Jesus Christ, one God and Father of all, who is above all and over all and through us all, one Son of God. There is one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And God does what he does. He then gives the increase. But he can't and won't give an increase to nothing. Or to something that's not watered. You, like a plant, need water. Without water, you die. Have you ever met a Christian who hasn't grown or the same now as they were 20 years ago? Let's try this test and see if you pass. Number one, do you love God more now than when you were saved? Is everyone going to join D-Wayne and nod, give me a yes or no? Yes. You see, it's okay if you fail this test.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Vollmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station.